This is Elise, and you are listening to the weekly news segment only on KZSC Santa Cruz. Before we move into this week's segment, here's a reminder that as a non-commercial educational radio station, KZSC supports the free expression of ideas. Please be aware that the opinions expressed are those of the speakers or artists only, do not necessarily reflect the views of the UC Regents, KZSC staff, management, or underwriters. We welcome your feedback on our programming. Please direct your comments to the Program Review Committee at 831-459-4726 or by email at prc@kzsc.org.
This is Jake with KZSC's weekly news segment. This is a press release from the City of Santa Cruz. The City of Santa Cruz compliance date for its 2020 update to the Environmentally Acceptable Packaging and Products Ordinance is effective on March 8, 2022, when its definitions of compostable and biodegradable will be expanded. The climate-friendly changes include: disposable food service ware must be fiber-based and certified free of intentionally added per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, by the Biodegradable Products Institute or other third-party certification entity. A required 25-cent fee on hot and cold drinks sold in disposable cups, which businesses may keep. Expansion of the upon-request mandate for straws, utensils, condiments, and other accessories across all ordering platforms, including online and third-party delivery apps like Grubhub, DoorDash, etc. The ordinance update also encourages businesses to utilize durable or washable dishware and utensils when possible and fill customer-owned clean and reusable cups and containers to reduce disposables. Business owners have experienced positives from early compliance. Quote, since accepting personal containers and advertising it, we have a growing number of regulars who come here for that exact reason, said La Cabana Taqueria manager Frida Landeros. Creates word-of-mouth marketing. People even bring larger containers to purchase a week's worth of our homemade salsa. When we educate people about the to-go fee, they opt for a here drink, said Flower Bar owner Sharon Schneider. We have regulars who also come here because they know they can use their reusable cup. The updated Environmentally Accessible Packaging and Products Ordinance can be accessed at www.cityofsantacruz.com/to-go-ware. Questions can be addressed to Waste Reduction Manager Leslie O'Malley at lomalley@cityofsantacruz.com or 831-420-5593.
Up next, you will be hearing from Carlos with another news update.
San Lorenzo Riverwalk lighting construction to begin March 7th. Santa Cruz, California. The City of Santa Cruz is scheduled to begin construction of the San Lorenzo Riverwalk lighting project on Monday, March 7th. It includes the installation of LED pedestrian scale lighting on the San Lorenzo Riverwalk between Water Street and Highway 1, and is expected to conclude in late June. The project will install 65 pole-mounted decorative LED fixtures, 16 feet high and approximately 90 feet apart. Light fixture foundations will also be constructed, plus installation of conduits and pole boxes and electrical connection to existing service pedestals. The project is located on the east and west sides of San Lorenzo Riverwalk between Water Street and Highway 1, and along the San Lorenzo Riverwalk path between Brandsafort Creek Path pedestrian bridge to the north end of San Lorenzo Park on the east bank. Traffic control will be in place for bikes and pedestrians throughout the project during weekday construction hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This project will increase real and perceived safety for active transportation in the early morning and evening. It will increase biking and walking rates within the City of Santa Cruz through enhancing safety and active transportation options for users of all ages and abilities. The $0.86 million project is funded through a grant from the California Transportation Commission Active Transportation Program Cycle Augmentation. Project concerns may be addressed to Senior Professional Engineer Ricardo Valdez at 831-420-5198 or rvaldez@cityofsantacruz.com.
What follows is an interview I conducted with Vice President of Policy, Laws Maiman of the Student Housing Coalition. As a reminder, if you are part of an organization that seeks to better the UC Santa Cruz community, whether that be the university itself or the greater community, you can reach out to us via talk@kzsc.org or news@kzsc.org, and we will talk about scheduling a long-form interview to be aired on our very own station. Okay, I am here with Laz Maiman of the Student Housing Coalition. I was hoping that you could introduce yourself with your name, your pronouns, and then your position in your organization.
Hi, yeah, I'm Laz Maiman, he, him pronouns, and I'm the Vice President of Policy at the Student Housing Coalition.
Great. Could you introduce your organization and talk a bit about its foundation and your mission?
Yeah, so the Student Housing Coalition is dedicated to creating a more equitable housing situation here in the Monterey Bay region. We were actually started right before COVID with students from Cal State Monterey, as well as some Santa Cruz students. But then when the pandemic hit, it kind of dissolved. And then recently, in October of 2021, our president, Zenon Oyate-Crow, basically recreated the Housing Coalition and brought me on board and brought a few other people on board. And now we've gotten to about 360 activists. So it's been an insane amount of growth in a very short amount of time.
Awesome. I wanted to ask a few questions about the bill that you mentioned you wanted to focus on today. When we previously spoke about SB 886, which is a new housing streamlining bill, we talked a little bit about its outline, and I definitely want to get into those intricacies soon, but I was wondering if you could just summarize the bill for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So SB 886 provides statutory exemptions from CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Act, for on-campus student and faculty housing projects. So essentially what this would do is remove a layer of red tape for building new housing. And of course, we decided to do this because CEQA, it was originally really well-intentioned as an environmental bill, but it has since become a bludgeon for anti-housing groups who want to block housing from being constructed. So what they do is sue any kind of new student housing development and hold it up for years and years of litigation. I mean, this notably happened with UC Berkeley recently, where they had to reduce their admissions by 5,100 because of a CEQA lawsuit. So this is having, you know, measurable impacts. So that's essentially what our bill is seeking to address.
Yeah, I read a little bit about CEQA, and that's California Environmental Quality Act, correct? Mm-hmm. And specifically at Berkeley, it seems like the community had a lot of power in that sense, and it was preventing students from enrollment and from also becoming a part of school and obtaining their degree. And then, I guess, on the topic of UC Berkeley, which pretty infamously has a houselessness problem, so does Santa Cruz, you know, not necessarily a problem, but more of an epidemic. I was wondering how has your organization worked with houseless populations? And also, what do possible solutions look like for houseless students who cannot necessarily afford on-campus housing, even if that's an option for them?
Well, actually, UC Santa Cruz has the highest rate of student homelessness in the UC system. It's around like 9% right now,
wow,
which is just insane. And like some of our members have actually experienced homelessness in the past. We've also been working with Slug Shelter, which is another organization on campus, which is seeking to create a homeless shelter on campus. And so we've been doing work with them. We've also done outreach with various groups in town, particularly recently with the oversized vehicle ordinance that went through city council and then the planning commission later. We partnered with a few groups there that are, you know, houseless advocacy groups. And I think to sort of address the issue of, you know, what options does, you know, a houseless person in Santa Cruz have, really there aren't many at the moment. And that's the problem. And that's what we're trying to address. You know, so what we're doing as the Student Housing Coalition is advocating for more housing and more affordable housing to sort of get to the root of what this problem is. And we'll do that through whatever means we think is fit. So whether that's, you know, advocating for new developments or for more affordability within those developments and existing developments.
Thank you. I kind of wanted to delve a little bit into the controversy with Scott Wiener. I think it's, you know, it's worth bringing up.
Yeah.
That the bill is sponsored by State Senator Scott Wiener, who has faced plenty of controversy for campaign contributions coming from the real estate industry. And in 2018, housing activists confronted him as he presented at UCLA, criticizing his fueling of gentrification. and his trickle-down housing agenda. I wanted to ask if you feel as though Senator Wiener's platform has changed, and if not, do you anticipate any other students active in organizing around housing might resist his involvement in this movement?
Well, I mean, I think when you think about legislation, what I can speak for with this bill is what the bill does. You know, and the bill will be good for student housing, and it will reduce the student homelessness epidemic. And so I think when we're thinking about, like, who's going to sponsor it, the sponsor is more of a vessel for the bill itself. And I understand that there is controversy with Scott Wiener, and I don't really want to speak to that because I haven't, like, been on the scene in San Francisco and what he's been doing. But I will speak for the efficacy of the bill and what the bill will do and how the bill will help. But I will say, as an organization, we are definitely pro-affordable housing. We're definitely pro-affordability. And we are very anti-gentrification. And we understand that a lot of times new developments can lead to gentrification. And we are doing everything we can to ensure that the new developments that are built in Santa Cruz won't contribute to the increasing gentrification. In fact, we think it could reverse or slow down gentrification.
Thank you. Thank you for that answer. I wanted to go a little bit back to what we were talking about with the oversized vehicle ordinance. And we know that with housing equity issues comes issues of policing as well. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the COLA movement. And I know we had talked previously that perhaps it was part of the environment that this movement came out of, but maybe not a direct contributor. But I would say that with the COLA movement, the cost of living adjustment, there was an emphasis on housing as a multifaceted issue. And many organizers of this time have and continued to advocate for higher wages, decrease of policing on campus, and justice for undocumented, disabled, and other marginalized students on campus. So my question is, if you believe your organization approaches housing as both a race and class issue, and if so, how does your organization seek to fight first and foremost for these marginalized populations?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, obviously, we understand that housing is directly tied into race and class. And with COLA, you know, there's definitely, you know, the idea that the environment that COLA was happening in also led to the Student Housing Coalition and this rebirth of activism on campus. And I think that when it comes to bringing up these specific issues of class, what we do is we work with different organizations. Like, mm-hmm. as a coalition, you know, if there's one group that deals particularly with marginalized communities or one group that deals particularly with tenants' rights or different things, they can come to us and we'll use our activist base to help them out. So I think that, like, while we are not directly focused on some of those issues, we provide a crucial support base for issues like that. And also, we have very close ties to YDSA. Mm-hmm. A lot of our members are also involved in other groups as well. So I think, like, in terms of understanding housing as a multifaceted issue, we're definitely there. And we definitely support different movements that are related and interconnected with housing.
Thank you. And you mentioned sort of that your organization works in collaboration with different orgs. I was wondering a little bit about, like, who makes up your organization. You mentioned to me that first years kind of led the org, which I thought was very interesting and really great that, like, people new to Santa Cruz, especially coming from an isolated quarantine time, are getting involved in activism. But you also mentioned that you had over 360 members. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that and how potentially to get involved if someone is interested in joining this movement.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So first years have been, like, leading this, but it hasn't just been first years. We've had a lot of, like, great guidance from older students as well. And so I think really the reason that we've expanded so much is because there's a recognition that there is a dire need for housing. You know, 9%, as I said earlier, 9% of UCSC students are experiencing homelessness. You know, we're not doing this because we think that it's just a fun thing to do or that, you know, we want to be activists. We're doing it because this is literally what we need. We literally have to have somewhere to live. We need somewhere to rest at night. And that's, like, at the root of what this issue is. And so I think that's why we've expanded to, like, over 360 members already. And in terms of, you know, if you want to get involved or if whoever's listening wants to get involved personally, you can definitely check out our Instagram, which is at UCSC Housing Coalition, or you could check out our website, which is thestudenthousingcoalition.org. And those are both, you know, areas where you can find our activism links, as well as a link tree to different action network items.
Yeah, thank you for that information. And I think just sort of wrapping up this interview, I wanted to ask a little bit about the future of the Student Housing Coalition. Obviously, this bill is a focus right now, but what does the next few months, next few years perhaps look like for your organization, especially as we hopefully near the end of the COVID pandemic?
Well, I think for now we're looking at a lot of different city and county resolutions. We're working on parking minimums, which is a whole nother issue about transit equity and making sure that people who don't drive cars can still get around Santa Cruz. So we're looking at that. We're looking at other potential bills for the future. And we're just looking to expand our base and to get more people involved and to really spearhead this whole energy of student activism that's on campus and sort of coalesce all of this desire for equitable housing. And so I guess that's what we're looking forward to over the next months and years.
That sounds great. Is there anything else you wanted to add or anything you want our listeners to know about your organization and the work you do?
I think that I want listeners to know that we are genuinely an organization of students who are concerned about housing. We've received some accusations online of being like developer funded or all these various things. And we also suffer from abusive developers and abusive landlords. You know, we're not saying that we are totally pro all kinds of housing and pro anything. Like, we are for affordability and we are for students. And students are at the forefront of what we do here. And we want to make sure that everyone, you know, both on campus and off, knows that this is a student organization and that we are seeking for equitable housing. We're seeking equitable housing in Santa Cruz.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.